Acts chapter 12.
We have one verse to read there today.
If you understand what I'm going to say, you will choose that one verse. Let me hear if anybody will choose the right verse. In Acts chapter 12, what verse do you think I'm going to read? Let me hear again. The next one again. Verse 5. He said, therefore, Peter was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. We are called to be prayer warriors for God. We are called to be prayer warriors for God. I'm still not getting enough amen, because you're not called to be prayer warriors for yourself. You're called to be prayer warriors for God. For God. You got to know who you're praying to. And so, today, we are praying that the church will begin to rise up and to pray. To stay alert and pray. This is the hour to pray. It's an hour to understand what is going on in the world today. We have to stay awake. We have to stay alert. The enemy is moving about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But Holy Spirit of God, help us to stay discerning in prayer. Help us to stay alert in prayer, so that when the enemy strike, we'll know exactly what to do because we stay in prayer. Let's turn to Kings, 2 Kings chapter 4. And we will read from 38 to 41. And then we'll be sitting, but I'm asking you to watch one another today. Because when, the reason why I say that is because when you have message like this coming, the enemy tried to really and truly tie us up. Even those that are not normally the sleeping type, the spirit will just put somebody to sleep over at Sister Gemma's side, and the little demon will just come straight and come right over here. And before you know it, you see everybody getting drowsy, because why? It's the sleepy spirit is at work, you know. So in verse 38, it said, and Elijah came again, let's read, to Gilgad. And there was dirt in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said unto his servant, set on the great pot and see the pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine. And gathered of wild gourds his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of porridge, for they knew them not. So they pour out for the men to eat. And it came to pass, they were eaten of the porridge. One cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot. And they could not eat thereof. But he said, then bring meal, and he cast it into the pot. And he said, pour out for the people that day. And there was no harm in the pot. I want you to say, in my pot, there is no debt in my pot. Say, no debt in my pot. Say it again, no debt in my pot. Say it again. No death in my part. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be seated in his presence. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about people and Peter imprisonment. And we really and truly, we break the curse to set the captives free. And I'm begging you, don't go back to prison. It's not a nice place to be. Stay out by constantly thanking God you're out of the prison. Today, we are talking about imprisonment can come into the land. And when the imprisonment come into the land, it can affect your life because you live in the land. You know, land have names, you know. And always remember, the land names is also some of them, the people die. Like right at Dorchester, they change it to Levesque, René Levesque. Do you know there was once a premier of Quebec named René Levesque? So the land is named after who? René Levesque. You understand? I would just want you to know, you know, land have names. Villages, towns, cities, they all have name, you know. And some of the names are after people that are dead. Some of the names of the people that are alive. When you go down St. Catherine Street, they were all people, you know, that the place is named. So I want you to really begin to understand that Elijah came again to Gilgal. Do you know in the Bible, Gilgal is also a name of a tribe of a people, you know? So we need to really and truly, when we go to the scripture, we have to get revelation knowledge that is applying to our life right now, you know? And know that God, he wrote, because God is awesome, you know. God knows the end from the beginning. So he knows how to appropriate messages that is going to reach you right where you live, you know. And so we are seeing here that God wants to heal our land and also heal our lives. But we have to understand a few things. We have to realize that God still have his voice in the land. He still have prophets. It's still in Ephesians. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists, some pastors. He didn't say all. He gave some, you know. So God still have his fivefold servants operating in his church. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit, you know. So you got to know. So this land was placed onto, you know, under siege, you know, when Elijah got there. And so Elijah was there with the sons of the prophet. And they all were sitting before him. And he said, you know, put on the great pot, you know, and let us, and seed porridge for the sons of the prophets. And then, you see, one went out into the field. And this one that went out to the field, he went, found wild vine, wild goods. And he didn't get some, you know, he get a lap full. And when he come, he shred them into the pot of porridge. He did not even know them. But he brought the wild thing and put them into the porridge. So they poured the men to eat, and came to pass as they were eating the porridge, somebody discerned there is death in the pot, and they could not eat. Thank God for discernment. We know that The poison did not get in the pot automatically. It was one man that went out and go and get his stuff. May the eyes of our understanding be enlightened to understand what the Spirit of God is saying to us. He went out and he got all his wild stuff. And he brought it, shred it, and put it in a pot for a whole group of sons of prophet to eat. Don't tell me this man was not in his right mind. This man could have been an assignment. Who was monitoring the men of God? And in order to monitor them, he come in as one. And he says he's part of the sons of the prophet, but he had a death sentence attached to him. And he says, I am looking for the opportune time in order to poison all of them and kill them. My dear sons and daughters, in the last 2 years, our land was placed under siege. Not only in North America, but all over the world. The few countries that fight against this death decree that was going on with the virus, they went on death row and many die. I'm talking about the prince. When you begin to understand, it was not just a country thing. It was the whole world that was placed on this death decree, this death sentence. The whole world. Because they say that the virus was deadly. We know many lost their life. Many loved ones went. But we got to be thankful to God we are still alive. We need to know in the book of Esther, this story was replayed. You know that Mordecai, Haman hated the Jews. And so Haman begin to befriend the king. He befriend the king to the point that he makes sure he work with a decree. Let's turn to Esther chapter 3 so that you will see it's all scripture. And so he planned to wipe out all the Jews. We see in the book of Esther. When you look from, you can get time, you read the whole chapter from 7, you know, you see he planned it well. You see, our problem is we think in Christian, Satan don't plan. You know, we think he always does things just busy. But you need to know that he has more order than you. Because many of us, if we understand how our life have been under monitoring and on our whole families under all set of monitors that wants to destroy, if they can get you there, their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they have patience, they just wait. Many of us won't fool around with our prayer life like that. It's in verse 7, it said, in the first month, the month of Nisan, in the 12th year, listen, the king of King Ahasuerus, Haman went from day to day, it's written, from month to month, that's order, until he circled 12 months, you know, and he was doing his witchcraft. for the whole 12 months. You know, because he wanted to strike. But he knows he has to get some sort of backing. So when he get the backing, then he went to the king. And he said, King, if it please you, I want to destroy these people that is violating. They don't like you. They don't love you. I want them out of the system. You know, and the king took his ring. Now you have to realize the ring was a seal, the authority, power. He gave it to him, and that was not a natural give. I tell you, when some demon turn your head, you turn foo-foo. Have you seen sometime big old man, they in a 70, 80, with this, they running behind a 20-year-old girl who's shaking, she bought her a chicken. And this man can leave his own family. He can lose his own wealth. He can lose his every single thing behind to walk behind the girl who's shaking his bum bum. Because why? The girl is endued with power. She not just walking just ignorantly. So this man, he just only have to follow. You see, I want you to become spiritual minded. That whether you would not do that, don't think everybody is like you. Get that part straight. Because some people, they have to do what they have to do. And so, Haman was willing to pay a lot of money. He was willing to get involved with the king in order to destroy the Jews and the people and really destroy. His agenda was so wicked, even the children and all. The children, look, it says, all the Jews, young and old, to perish. Some of us say, oh, we mustn't send back to the sender. We must not kill. We must not. If you only know scripture, you will see that God legalized killing. He legalized killing to kill the enemy. Read your Bible. Because he knows the enemy agenda is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And so therefore, Mordecai, who was an intercessor, who was a prepare warrior, when he perceived all this in verse and chapter 4 and 1, he perceived all the wickedness of this man. He did not sit down and say, let the Lord have his way. He did not sit down like some of us. I'm busy. I don't have time to pray. I have to get up early to catch my job. We have to begin to understand spiritually how the enemy assignment is drastic against the Christians. And we need God intervention to fight this wickedness. And so Esther and Mordecai team up. And they team up together in prayer. And as Esther come to the point and say, if I perish, let me perish. But I'm not going to sit down and see my whole family go to the death chamber whilst I sit down here like powder, baby. I am going to do something about it. May God give us hearts that are determined to make changes in their life and in the life of their family. Some of us say we love family, but we're not willing to pay the price. Satan is having his day in our family, and we say, leave it to the Lord. I want you to know that is not scriptural. God cannot work without you. He wants you to be a part of the equation. Because he said, call and I will answer and show you great and mighty things. We see that Esther, she won to the end. When this wicked Haman, he was so sure of his diabolical operation. He was so sure that he can kill Mordecai and all his descendants that he was willing to build a galleys. Listen, you don't go build a galleys if he wasn't sure. That means he had information, he had revelation, he had confidence. His witches, his wizard, and all his wicked agents, evil altars already tell him, man, kill him. Don't worry. So they build a gallows, and they left it there, and he was on his way. You don't realize how God can turn things around because of your prayer. When Esther begins to pray and intercede on behalf of the people, the very same king that delivered his ring to kill and to steal and to really make a seal and make a decree that cannot be altered, oh, that very same king could not sleep. The very same king that tell Haman, it's all right. I tell you, he really was bulu bulu. It's all right. He shake his head. It's all right, Haman. You just get rid of them. Thank you, Haman. It's all right, Haman. Listen, they're a portion to make you brainless in this demonic world. Headless. Bulu bulu. Some people outside, they just walk in. Nothing inside of them. Everything Satan is controlling them like a remote control. You know, when you sit down on top of your lazy boy and you want the TV to go CNN, you don't get up anymore, you know, you just say, choop. You don't realize there are men in this world which is nothing but remote control. Not only men, woman too. And some of them have their men like remote control. Men, you better open your eyes. When you hear that from a woman, you better listen. So we see that while Esther was praying, God was changing. God was moving things into alignment. Look at what God has done. After Mordecai done pray and leave everything, connect with Esther, all of a sudden God take over. Haman went, he built a gallows. He did not even know that he was building it for himself. Because if he didn't have any sense that it was for him, he would have never built it so big and so deep and so thick. But he did not know. So after he finished and he said, tomorrow morning, I already have the mind of the king. Tomorrow morning, I am going to get the king to send Mordecai to walk straight to that gallows and go and throw himself down. But God was working. God was wicked. The Spirit of God kept the king awake, and the king said, listen, what needs to be done to a man that have kept me alive? Oh God, this man needs some honor. This man needs some dignity. This man needs to be remembered, be respected. Look at what he have done for me, and nobody bless him, and nobody treat him. Oh, this is what God is about to do to the church. God is about to bring back dignity and honor. God is about to bring back the church where the church originated to be. The church have lost its dignity. Hey, mother has raped the church. They have made the church into something else. But God is raising up true men of God that is going to change all the evil agenda and render Satan powerless in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, amen, get up. And all of a sudden, he was heading to the palace. And at the same time, the king was so programmed with God. He said, oh my goodness, is anybody there? I just want to bless this man. And they told him, Amon is right out there. He said, oh, bring him in. Bring him in. Bring him in. He said, Amon, I'm so happy to see you. Oh, you're so special. Thank you for coming in at a time when my heart was breaking. Oh, thank you, Amon. So you got up from bed and you remember me? Oh, thank you, Amon. He said, my dear, what should be done for a man who saved the king's life? Could you please tell me? See, licorice, greedy, this story is so humorous. Amon is so greedy and licorice. He wanted the king crown. He wanted the king clothes. He wanted the king horse. He wanted the king donkey. He wanted the king. He wanted everything. Everything. Greediness ain't good. And when, because why? He thought he came in and the king said unto him, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighted to order? Now Haman thought in his heart, to whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? That's why sometimes when God say he does not want you to be full of yourself, you get offended. Haman was full to himself, with himself, not realizing the gallows would turn into his. And he chose the best for Mordecai, you know, thinking. And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delighted to honor. He said, oh no, let the royal apparel be brought which the king used to wear. He said, let the horse that the king rideth upon. Licorice go kill somebody. And the crown royal which is set upon his head. He wanted to be king. He said, let this apparel and the horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble maids. Oh, God. He wanted. And that they may array the man with all whom the king delighted to honor. And bring him on the horse back through the streets of the city. And proclaim him, thus shall be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor. Oh, glory to God. And the king said to him, make haste and take the apparel and the horse as thou hast said, and do it so to Mordecai the Jew that sitteth as the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. Do you ever know the stone that the builder rejected has become the head cornerstone? He said, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in his eyes. It's marvelous in his eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, ha korabashata la la kasaka. Endo rekalalakasaya. Do you see? Do you see God's prophet, God's mouthpiece, God's servant, how God does bless them? He knows exactly how to bless them. Oh my goodness. The land was in crisis. The land that was in crisis. Nothing to eat. And there, the prophet entered into Gilgal. And when the prophet went to Gilgal, he says, listen, you just put the great pot. You just put the great pot to seed so that I can really and truly make pottage. He's going to make porridge. You know, we need to go back there. The great pot. He said, put the great pot on. Set on the great pot. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, one went out into their field, you know. We're talking about educational field, you know, intellectual field. And they gather all the, you know, information, all the wild herbs, and all the wild vine, wild gourd, lots of it, you know. Do you know some people feel is very toxic? God told us not to be ignorant of the wiles of the devil and their cunning devices. Some people have some wild ideas, you know. They have some wild intervention. Some people have some wild thinking that does not make sense. Lots of wild intellectual fools is in the field. You know. And this group of men, they came up with their wild agenda. The wild agenda to treat this deadly virus. Because you have to realize this pandemic was wild. It was wild. It was killing people all over the world. And all of a sudden, these intellectual fools came up with their wild agenda. Because he said the man just came with his wild stuff and began to shred all his wild poisonous thing into the pot, into the pottage. He did not even know. Or he knows and he pretends that it can kill everybody, including the man of God. Everybody. Do you know? We got to be thankful when God have watchmen. He watches over us. He knows when the enemy wants to take advantage over us. God have watchmen. We didn't know it, but he was watching. And as they were eating, already distributed, one cry out and say, there is death in the pot. Do you know, with this pandemic, many doctors die, eh? Many physicians die. Many, they did not even expect that so many doctors would go down. Until one just resigned. They say, I am not going to be a part of it. In the state, she just leave the practice. She could not handle because they had a debt assignment. That they have to carry out the agenda. Because guess what? God sent Elijah at the right time, in the right place, because he know what is in the land. He can kill a lot of people. And as they were about to eat, he said, there is death in the pot. And the man of God said, bring the meal. Thank God for the watchman of God. thank God for them servants of God with sharp discernment. He had a solution where he cast meal into the pot. This was the spiritual solution, because you go try meal and poison and see if it will work for you. But that was a solution that came from God. Be alert, some people is after your pot. They will try their very best to make sure they throw the thing in the pot. That's why sometimes it's good to miss a meal and pray that any poison that was thrown in your pot, knowingly and unknowingly, you delete it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God has given us power to cancel every death assignment, every death sentence over our life. And that's what we are going to do today. Because mouth say it, mouth got to delete it. It's very simple. If you refuse to change it, you will stay with your sentence, but I gonna change mine. It's a supernatural intervention by God was given to the prophet. And he cast the meal, and they all was able to eat, and there was no harm in the pot. God is saying to us today, don't be fearful of that vaccine, whether you take it or whether you don't take it. God have a spiritual solution today. He says it cannot harm no child of God. If only you will believe the word of God, no harm will come to your pot. No harm will come to your family. No harm will come to your life. You have to believe the miracle worker, promise keeper. This is not only for those that took the vaccine. It's for all of us. Esther was not, would have never left the kingdom, because she was really and truly the queen to the king. But Mordecai put some sense in her. And he says, who know? Who know it that you're placed there for such a time as this? Our miracle worker was watching. He was watching over our pots all these years. Our pots signify our life. Our pots signify our destiny. Do you know they just even call marijuana pot? He called pot for some reason. You know, you remember in Jeremiah 35 where the Rechabites, they give them pots full of wine to drink, and they say that, oh, they don't drink no wine because their father tell them not to drink, their grandfather, their great father, they refuse to take the wine from the pot. So this is not a word that God is not familiar with. You remember the Jesus, the first miracle, it was 12 water pots. You know, so you know God is familiar with wash pot, water pot. You know, he's familiar. Even in Hebrews chapter 9 and 4, the Ark of the Cover was overlaid with golden, and there was a golden pot that have manna. So I'm not teaching anything that is out of order. It's in the book. I say it's in the book. But I'm giving you revelation knowledge today that the Spirit of the Lord give me this message. And he says, you're called house of prayer. You're called house of prayer for all nations. And Satan hates exposure. He likes to work with secret people in the dark, undermining conspiracy. Witchcraft is a craft that really and truly means conceal their identity. It's only the Spirit of God can expose all the craftiness and the witch itself. But the witch don't want to be exposed. As soon as they get exposed, zoop, zap, they're gone. They know exposure to their craftiness can cause bankruptcy. All the wickedness of Aman was done behind the scene. But from the day he was exposed, that was the end of Aman. The Bible said the church was praying without ceasing. When Herod was making havoc to the world, he was mocking, he was carrying on with all sort of wickedness. And so the Holy Spirit is talking to us prophetically, exposing Satan's wicked, evil agenda. It's to pray and cancel all his wickedness. His wickedness. These people had their demonic helpers. These people had their evil altars. These people were highly diabolically supported. And that's why they don't want you to talk spiritual. They don't want you to believe in the prophetic word of God. They don't want you to pray. They don't want you to intercede. They don't want you to expose all their craftiness. They want to have the final say. But guess what? God always have the final say. Who have the final say? Who have the final say? Remember, there is nothing God cannot do. He can cancel death, hell, and the grave at any time and any place. Jesus shows that death could not conquer him. He rose from the dead. And not only that, he showed us by raising Lazarus after 4 days. He wants us to know he has power to cancel death at any time, in any place, in any season, in any land. Read the word of God. Esther took 3 days of fasting, and every death sentence was canceled. In 3 days of praying, crying out by the Spirit of the living God, God began to work on the king heart. God began to work left, right, and center. God began to even put it in Mordecai to build his own. God say, I'm not going to make nobody dig no grave for you. Go and dig it for yourself. Say, dig it for yourself. This can only God can do something like that. And at the same time, when Esther finished her prayer, all of a sudden, the king's scepter begin to push towards Esther. You know, in prayer, Esther was able to cause that scepter that the king have showing off himself with. Oh, I have to give permission before woman come to my room. And it's going to be every 30 days. Oh, he think he have a golden, What do you think he have? Do you see how sometimes they go beyond? And God said, my prayer can go even further than you. Because guess what? His golden scepter was stretched out to Esther. That golden scepter was reversing the death sentence, the death decree that he has given Haman, the opportunity to kill. He had to set it straight towards Esther and say, I'm gonna give you the half of the kingdom, whatever you wanted. He was canceling, deleted, rooting. It was the Spirit of God was canceling death in the pot. He was canceling death over the life of his chosen, elected, selected men and women of God. Mordecai was at the gate praying, and the praying was working in the realms of the spirit, liberating him, getting him golden crown, getting him on the king horse, in clothes, dressed with royal apparel. He did not even expect it. All of a sudden, this big ugly Haman come, this time with dignity and humility, and had to say, bow to Mordecai. Only pray. Only pray. Only pray. Only pray can do something like that. Only pray. God wants us. God wants us to begin to open our mouth in prayer and cancel this worldwide death decree over the whole world. We have been silent too long. Men got to know that God is aware of what is going on. Men pronounce it. And men have to denounce it, delete it, and render Satan powerless. Don't be intimidated by their words of the rulers. The king heart is in God's hand. Though their laws may be legal, when it go into the spirit realm, it has a different effect. That's why today's message, it is so simple. God is saying today, if you believe his word, if you believe that his word have power, his word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You will not even sit down and say, I am not opening my mouth. You got to believe God. God can cancel death from your pot. God can vindicate the one that wants to kill you. And God can give you honor and dignity instead of death and destruction. We are not going to pray only for those in house of prayer. We are going to pray that this whole world we cancel in death, hell, and the grave. Because sometimes you don't even know who lying. Do you think you have to know who take it or who don't take it? Some will take it and pretend they didn't take it. That's why we got to speak life. We got to speak life for the ones that they didn't tell you. We are dealing with death spirit. We are binding up death, hell, and the grave. These people went into serious covenant. Just like Haman, he already had a takeover spirit that even he wanted even the crown and all. Because his God already tell him that. So he was just rehearsing what his demon tell him. God is powerful. It's time for the church to arise. and begin to come into order, because the demonic order is overpowering the church order. Because we have no order spiritually, they're taking advantage when they already proclaim, pronounce, decree, and declare death over you. And all you got to do is to come to pray and intercede. And sometimes they will say, come for 6 o'clock, come for 7 o'clock. That time, 7 o'clock passes way long time and gone. Death is working against you. When 8 o'clock, you come cruising. Oh, my back, my foot, my belly. Oh. Can't even keep up your order. Do you see how we have to have a prophet who knows what they're doing, an intercessor who knows what they're saying, as somebody that is travailing in prayer for the sluggish attitude at time? We have spiritually to really, to keep up with the spiritual agenda, because some of us don't follow up instruction and we get angry. This October is the Halloween month. And let me tell you, they know already who they're killing. Not me. It's not me. We have power to pray in the earth. Your prayer can change the heart of the heathen king and cause him to bow before the true and the living God. But we have to be serious with our prayer life. We have to believe like Esther. If I perish, let me perish. I'm going to abandon to myself in prayer. And remember, he can cancel death in your part. The devil is a liar. That's why it's so significant. God is raising up prophetic voice and voices in this end time. You know, because he knows many of us don't think that Jezebel was wicked. Many of us don't, that Baal worshippers, that's long time. It's not now. Some of us don't believe in Obi again. That is primitive. What Obi is anything? Nobody cannot do me nothing, especially those that are already cooked, baked, and pruned. We are living in deception. And so the Lord is speaking to us today in Psalms 118. The king is really and truly delighted now, the King of Glory, the Lord God of hosts, to really honor the church, the praying church like Mordecai. Mordecai was a watchman for the king. And while he was doing his job for God, Satan's plan was to use Haman to steal, kill, and destroy his people from off the face of the earth. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Church, the king is getting ready to honor his church with dignity. Arise and shine, because God is saying debt is not in your part. After the king Elijah, the king in God's kingdom, the prophet of God, after he cast the meals into the pot and he poured out for the people that they may eat, the Bible said there was no harm. There was no harm in the pot. Stop worrying all over the place that the devil can kill you with vaccine. There was no harm in the pot. God have already deleted all the toxin in the vaccine even before they give us. God is able. If you refuse to believe that God has deleted, flush it out. Well, just go build a gallows like Haman. You will surely enjoy your death there. But if you believe that the Spirit of God has brought this message so we can open our mouth, we can open our hearts, and we can cancel death, not over our life, but over our children, over our grandchildren, over our great-grandchildren. We have a power and authority in Psalms 118, 16 and 17, and 18. He says, everybody open the Bible. The message is finished. Open the Bible. God wants to honor you today. Are you ready to receive honor? He says, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Guess what? He said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. He said, the Lord had chastened me so, but he had not given me over unto death. God don't take pleasure for you to die. Because when you're dead, you can't praise God. When you're dead, you can't bless God. God wants us to live and not die. But we got to believe. Elijah had a solution from God. Immediately said, bring me the meal. He threw the meal into the pot. And he deleted the poison. The poison was thrown in the pot. Unknowing to Elijah, he did not know. Many things that was going on, we did not know. But God was watching. God was watching. He knows it's not your time to die. You're not going to die like no chicken. He's not going to give man authority to kill his children. Believe that God can cancel debt from your pot. That's why it comes down to your pot, because some of you ain't have no pot. And so if you don't have no pot, how are you going to cook? How are you going to cancel? It's only for those that knows they have a pot, and they are going to stand up and cancel death, hell, and the grave over their life. Over their life today. It's the word of the Lord. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah.